So this will be our last year before Pesach. Next week, Sunday night, according to the present plan, I should be giving a shiur in Los Angeles, which is a bit far from Rehavia. And in 2 weeks' time, Sunday night is Bedikas Chometz. So Be'ez Hashem, our next year will be right after Pesach, Be'ezrat Hashem. We'll be in touch if there are any changes. So it is only natural that today's year we should be dealing with Inyone Diyoma. So the topic we will be discussing today, probably I never spoke about this in the past, would be Bedikas Chometz before Leil Yud Daled. And in our day and age, in our modern society, this is a very common question asked by institutions and by individuals. So I was approached by the Rabbanut HaTzvait. There are many bisisim bases, faraway places, and for the Rabbonim to do Bedikas Chometz B'Leil Yud Daled would be a tremendous effort, and some of them will have to commute and drive 2-2.5 hours, and each and every one of these people have their own home to do Bedikas Chometz and their own families. Does Bedikas Chometz necessarily need to be B'Leil Yud Daled, or a person is entitled to do the Bedika a day or two or three before, by day or by night? So these questions are brought up by the police, by the army, but also by individuals. Some people have summer homes, so they want to spend the Leil Seder in the city with their families, and then Chol HaMoed go out to a home they have somewhere out there in the mountains or in the valleys or on the beach or wherever it is. And some people have offices and shops and factories that they cannot close on Chol HaMoed and sell to a goy. So do they need to go to all these places and do Bedikas Chometz B'Leil Yud Daled? Under what circumstances is a person entitled to do the Bedika earlier? And if he does the Bedika earlier, does he say a brocha or not? So on Psachim Davav we learn, Hayoitze b'sheyora v'hamefares b'yam. A person that needs to leave his home, he's going on an expedition, on a journey, or he's going on the river, on the ocean. Ha'oitze b'sey oitzo. If a person decides to take part of his home and make a machzan out of his house, and it's going to be full of merchandise, these people have to do bedikah toch shloishim yoim. Ve'im da'atoy lachzor, in middle of Pesach, even before shloishim yoim. And in today, many people have big homes, far bigger than the homes that our forefathers had 100 years ago in Europe, in Eastern Europe, or that they had 1,000 years ago in Babylon or wherever it was. And people that really want to be diligent about Bedikas Chometz and be boidik every mokum shemachnisam b'chometz. I know many bnei Torah that start the Bedikah a day or two, a night or two before Leil Yud Daled. Is that okay? Is that lachatchela? Or is it a bidyeved? And the most relevant question in this area is almost each and every one of us. The kitchen in your home is probably Pesach like a day or two or three before Pesach. And most women, most of our wives, are already spending time in the Pesach like a kitchen a day or two before Pesach. I think most of them don't leave all the work to Erev Pesach. So most people aren't aware of this. Before you put the Pesach food and merchandise and whatever you bought into the kitchen, you do Bedikas Chometz, because that kitchen is a mokum shemachnisam by chometz. So it's not a laugh that you cleaned out the place thoroughly before you put in the mitzvachim of Pesach. You need to do Bedikas Chometz, whether it's Leil Yud Gimel or Leil Yud Beis or Leil Yud Aleph. So if a person wasn't aware of this halacha, does he have to clean everything out to do Bedikas Chometz? So we will be discussing these questions. Tov lamed vov, Shulchan Aruch Chaim b'Hilchos Pesach. Hamaforis miyabosh aliyam ha'yoytze b'shiyor ha'vayne maniach b'veysu mishiyiv d'ktor shloshim yom zokek levdoik. The Ramo writes, v'lo yevorech az al b'yer chometz. He needs to do the Bedikah, but you don't say the brocha. You say the bracha only Leil Yudalet. That's the psak of the Rama. And this psak is actually a big discussion and a big machloikis. The Bach argues, Toch Shloshim Yom, if he does the Bedikah, and if he does the Bedikah, according to the Halacha, he needs to leave his home. He's going to be away, Leil Yudalet. So Toch Shloshim Yom, Tzorech Livdoik. According to the Bach, Toch Shloshim Yom, he also says the Brocha, because Shoyan and Vedorshan, Ve'elchas HaChag, Shloshim Yom Lifnei HaChag. However, according to the Bach, if you do the Bedikah before Shloshim Yom, and im dato lachzor toich kedei ha-Pesach, tzorech livdak afilo lifnei Shloshim Yom, before Shloshim Yom, you don't say the Brocha. So the Bach differentiates between the period, which is Shloshim Yom Lifnei HaChag, which is already associated and connected to Yom Tov, because Shoylem V'Dorshem Lifnei HaChag Shloshim Yom. In that case, you say the Brocha. Before Shloshim Yom, no. The Pri Chodesh goes even farther. And according to the Pri Chodesh, Kol Mi Sheboidik Chometz Lafi Ha'alocha, whether it's Toch Shloshim Yom or Lifnei Shloshim Yom, he has a Chiyuv Bedika, he needs to say a Brocha. So we have three different opinions. According to the Rama, you never say the Brocha, only Beleil Yudalet. According to the Bach, Shloshim Yom. According to the Pri Chodesh, even before Shloshim Yom. If that is the proper time that you need to do Bedika. All these three opinions have a source with Divrei Rishonim. The Meiri brings that some argue that Toch Shloshim Yom need to make the Brocha. And the opinion of the Meiri is no, only Leil Yud Dalet. And the Meiri explains why, because that is Iker Hazman. But the Meiri does bring an opinion even before Leil Yud Dalet. The Ritva quotes the Ra'ah, that even before Leil Yud Dalet, you need to say a brocha. However, the Ritva writes, my opinion is only Toch Shloshim Yom. So obviously, the way he understood the opinion of his Rebbe, of the Ra'ah, is even before Shloshim Yom. So the Ra'ah coincides with the Pri Chodesh, the Ritva coincides with the Bach, and the Meiri paskins in accordance to the Rama, only Leil Yudalet. Bearing in mind the big klal, Sofak Brochas La'akal, the halacha is you don't say a brocha only Beleil Yudalet, which brings us to the question, if you don't say a brocha only Beleil Yudalet, does that mean that doing Bedikas Chumis before Leil Yudalet is a Bediyeved? Or would we say no? It's not a Bediyeved, but you can't say a brocha. So what is the reason that you don't say a brocha only Beleil Yudalet? Two different explanations. The Mishneh Brura on this part in the beginning of Tov Lamed Vav explains, because actually the Nusach HaBrocha, the formulation of the Brocha, is not Al Bedikas Chometz, but rather Al Biur Chometz. So the Bedika has to be associated with Biur. Leil Yudalet, the Bedika is associated with Biur because you put aside the Chometz and tomorrow morning you have the Mitzvah of Sreifas Chometz. But if you do Bedika Shloshim Yom Lifnei HaChag, or even before that, then in what way is the Bedika associated with Biur? There is no reason to put aside the chumetz and keep it for 30 days till Sleifas Chumetz be Erev Pesach. So according to the Mishneh Brura, the reason that we cannot say the brucha before Leil Yudalet is not dealing with the essence of Bedika, but rather with the formulation, the Nusach HaBrucha. You cannot say Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvoso V'Tzivonu Al Biur Chumetz when it's so much earlier than the mitzvah of Biur Chumetz. Where are we in regard to Biur Chometz? We still have a month to eat Chometz. But the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Tov Lamed Vav, says, you don't say the Brocha only Be'ikar Zman HaBedika. And that is also the lesson of the Meiri, when he paskins, that you don't see the Brocha only Be'leil Yudalet. So if the Meiri and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav say the reason you don't say the Brocha before Leil Yudalet is because Leil Yudalet is Ikar Zmanoi, I think that would necessitate the opinion that one should not do bedikah before Leil Yudalad, because the Iker Zman is Leil Yudalad. What does it mean, Iker Zman? So the question boils down to this. When Chazal say, Ol Yudalad Boit Kinas HaChometz, do they mean to say that is the last Zman? Or is it also the first Zman? Is that the Iker Zman? So, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Lamed Gimel, the din of Yoytze B'Shiyorah is Tov Lamed Vav. But in the very beginning of Tov Lamed Gimel, Dinei Bedikas Chometz, the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kotn Aleph, Beleil Yudalad, Sha'az B'nei Odo Mitzriyim Bebeisam Va'orana Yofel Bedikah, Ma She'en Kein B'Yoyim. ואם הקדים ובודק יום שלושה עושה לאור הנר, if he did the בדיקה, יום יוד גמל, that means not, he didn't wait till night, but he did it in the morning. צורך לחזה ולבדוק, ליל יודלד כתקונס חכמים. ומכל מקום נרד אין לבורך אז בלילה לבדיקה, because after all he did בדיקה and בדיעבד, that would be sufficient. יש פויסקים דה בדיעבד יוצא בבדיקה ראשונה, אוכן, אם בודק בליל יוד גימל, אין צורך לחזור ולבדק. כן הסכימו רוב האחרונים. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens, if you did it yoim yud gimel, you need to do it again. Because yoim is not the proper zman, it's only a bedieved. If you did it leil yud gimel, then you don't need to do bedikas achumetz again b'leil yudalad. And Ashar Tzion, he quotes various achronim that maintain, even lechatchila he could do in leil yud gimel. And to me that seems to be a chiddush. Lechatchila b'leil yud gimel. But if we pass in accordance to the Ramo, that you don't say a brocha on leil yud gimel, obviously someone is having fun up there. So if we paskin, you can't say a brocha b'leil yud gimel, and the basic reasoning why you can't say a brocha in leil yud gimel is because it's not ikar azman, wouldn't that mean that lechatchila you need to do bedika b'leil yud dalet? So this would be a chiddush to me that there are achronim that say lechatchila you could boidik in leil yud gimel. So the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion says, you should not do all your bedikah b'leil yud gimel, because then you're losing out the brocha. And the Mishnah Berurah sees this as a technicality. You're losing out the brocha. So if that is the reason, you could leave one room or two rooms for leil yud dalid, and then you could lechatchila start the bedikah on leil yud gimel. And that is what many b'nei doira do today. As I said before, you want to be diligent about the bedikah, and you have a big house. And it's hard to spend hours doing bedikah on your big house. And if you have more than one house to do bedikah, some of us need to do bedikah in the house of their elderly parents. So if you want to do it all, b'leil yud dalet, it's going to be quite an effort. So many people start the bedikah b'leil yud gimel or b'leil yud beis and they finish it off b'leil yud dalet, so they say a brocha, they're not losing out the brocha. But to me, two problems I see. One is, the fact that we don't say the brocha on b'leil yud gimel, only b'leil yud dalet, proves that b'leil yud gimel is somewhat of a bedieved. If b'leil yud dalet means till b'leil yud dalet, then why wouldn't we say a brocha b'leil yud gimel? So the Mishnah Berurah has a different approach. He says you can't say the brocha b'leil yud gimel because it's not associated with a bir. It's not very mistava. I think it's more mistava the explanation of the Me'iri and Shechan Ocharav. You don't say a brocha because it's not Iker Zman. And if it's not Iker Zman, that means you should make an effort lechatchila to do the bedikah b'Iker Zman. That is when Chazal were mitakan a brocha. It's not a technicality that you're losing out the brocha. If you don't say a brocha, it means that it's a bedieved. But my other argument is, when you perform a mitzvah without the brocha, it's not only that you skipped and missed the brocha. You're mevatel a chiyuv derabbanon. Birchas a mitzvah is not only a privilege. Birchas a mitzvah is a chiyuv. So if the problem would only be I lost the brocha, then you could compensate for that. Take a cup of cola, and you'll have two brochas, shahakal and bore nefoshes. So you didn't lose anything. But if you performed a mitzvah that's chayev b'brocha without a brocha, that's a bitul mitzvah sasei derabonon. And that is an aveira. Bitul mitzvah is an aveira. So the problem would merely be, I lost the brocha, you could make up for that. Why did I say a cup of cola? Because you can't take a cup of water. Because regarding water, so if you take the cup of water just to compensate for the brocha you lost, then you're going to have a brocha of a tola. Not only did you lose a brocha. So take another drink. Any drink that you need to say a brocha, even though you're not thirsty. So I think performing a mitzvah without the brocha is an aveira. It's not only you're losing a brocha. This is a chiyuv de rabbanan levorach on a mitzvah. And if you perform the mitzvah without a brocha, you are mevat la mitzvah. So I was once asked, is it lechatchila to do tefillas kelim through a goy? And this is a very relevant question. So if you have one or two kelim to be toivel and you go to the mikveh anyway, so you go to the kelim mikveh and you say a brocha. But if you have a restaurant or a hotel and you need to be toivel hundreds of kelim, usually you take one of your workers, one of your employees, and you have him do the tefillas kelim. In my opinion, you need somebody to check and supervise and see that he does it properly. Because a goy doesn't have an amonis by any mitzvah, which is a tercha. But if you do tefillas kelim with a goy, you're losing the brocha. Would that be a lechatchila? And I paskin, yes. It's a lechatchila. Because if you perform the mitzvah with a goy, then you put him in a brocha. If you have no chiyuv, there's no bitul mitzvah to say. So it's the only question of losing a brocha. So take a cup of cola and you're going to make up for that. But when you perform a mitzvah in a way that you're chayev b'brocha and you don't say a brocha, that's an aveda. And that is the mission at the very beginning of Masechet Trumos. Arum lo yitroim v'im toram truma soy truma. When a man is naked, he can't be mafresh truma. Why not? Because he can't say a brocha. And if you can't say a brocha, you shouldn't be mafresh truma because you're losing out the brocha. Because in that case, he is chayev b'brocha. And he can't say the brocha because he's not dressed. And that is a transgression. It is a bittel mitzvahs derabora, mitzvahs berachas a mitzvah. So on one hand, tefillas kelim with a goy is even lachatchila. Because if you do it with a goy, you're not chayev. If you're not chayev, there's no bittel mitzvah. But Orum, that is mafresh truma, that is an aveira. That is a bitul mitzvah. Because a frosh truma necessitates a brocha, and you can't say the brocha. And therefore, that would be considered an aveira. How about the bedikas chometz lefnei leil yud dalet? Is that just losing a brocha? Or is it somewhat of an aveira? I think it's somewhere in the middle. Because it's a suffix. According to the Bach and the Pri Chodesh, you do need to say a brocha. And you're not saying the brocha because of it, brochas la'akal. So on one hand, in accordance to halacha, you don't need to say the brocha. And it is different than the Mishnah in Trumos, in which we say, if you're mafresh tuma, and you're not dressed up, and therefore you cannot say a brocha, that's an aveda. In our case, that's the halacha, safek brochas la'akal. But on the other hand, why lechatchila get into a situation of safek brochas lokal? After all, according to some major poskim, you do need to say a brocha. And that is why I think one should try to avoid bedikas chometz lefnei leil yud dalet. And I think for two reasons it's a bedieved. One reason, if we assume that you can't say a brocha before Leil Yud Dalet because Ikar Azman is Leil Yud Dalet, that means that this is Ikar Azman and this is the Zman Lachatchila, and anything you do before that is a bidiyeved. And the other reason is you're losing a brocha. Well, al pi halacha, I don't need to say the brocha, but the reason you don't say the brocha is Sofek Brochas Lahokal. It's not because you're poto, like Tefillas Kelim with a goy. So for these two reasons, I think it is somewhat of a bidiyeved. But on the other hand, if it's a terchi aseira, yes, you could start the bedika Leil Yud Gimel or Leil Yud Beis, for two different reasons. One is tircha. How much tircha does a person need to dedicate to be mekayim a mitzvah asay? So on Simin Tov Reish Nun Vav and Shulchan Aruch HaRechaim in the first sif, we learn Ein Odom Chayev LeBas B'Shoyin La'Avad HaMitzvahs. And I think this is a sugya we discussed in the past. How much money does a person have to spend to perform a mitzvah? Some say a choymish, some say like ma'isa k'sofim. And my opinion is, if the Rama didn't speak about achuzim, percentage points, he just spoke about a general concept. Choyin rav, ein odom chayv lebas b'choyin rav. If he didn't say how much, it is only because one cannot say how much. And choyin rav is a relative concept. So I say, if building a sukkah needs to cost you 1,000 shekel, that is not choyin rav. It's a reasonable price. If Yishuv Etz Yisroel needs to cost you $20,000 and you've got the money, that is not choyin rav. It's a bargain to be mekayim Yishuv Etz Yisroel for $20,000. But if you need to pay $1,000 for an arava, because you came late and everybody closed shop in the shuk of Dalad Minim, and the last peddler sees your desperation, he's the last guy around, and he says, oh yes, I have an arava left, but the price will be $1,000, you don't have to pay that price. Choyin rav is relative to what a reasonable price is. How much tircha does one need to exert to be mekayim a mitzvah? It's easier to speak about money, because regarding money, we could speak about relativity. 10%, 5%, 20%. How does one define tircha? How does one define tircha? Calories? How would we know? How does one define tircha? So, Minchas Osha Parshas V'yetze, I wrote an entire siman on this question, and I did bring different sources, Dalad Mil by Netilis Yedayim. We do find various different sources which I brought together. So, Ein Odom Chayev Lebas B'Shoyin Rav HaMitzvahs needs to be reasonable. So, how about Bedikas Chometz? Most people have one house. So, you need to be Boidik your house. But if you need to commute and drive 2 hours, that is more than the norm, more than what is usually expected. So when Chazal were metakan the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz, it was a world in which people didn't have a house and a factory and a shop and a clinic and an office and maybe 2 houses. Everybody needed to do Bedikas Chometz in his house. So I think it's a big tercha. And we're not dealing with being mevatel the mitzvah because it's a tercha. We're merely dealing with a lechatchila. So if it's a tercha yaseira, and ultimately you're not going to be losing the bracha because you leave some rooms for the bedika of Leil Yudarad, I think in those cases one definitely could start the bedika before Leil Yudarad. The other reason I am lenient is because of the halacha, which is the sugya. We actually started today's shiur with the sugya. I'm a faras biyom, ayoytze b'shiyora, toish shloshim yom, zochek livdoik. And Chazal didn't ask, and why is this journey so important? Is it pikuach nefesh? Is it nesias isho? Lil matoira? Chazal don't specify. Hayoytze b'shiyora, v'ham aforaz b'yoyim, v'oyse b'yse yoytze, toch shloshim yom, chayev livdak. And why wouldn't Chazal say, if it's not really a pikuach nefesh journey, maybe put it off till after Pesach? So why be mevatel the bedik of Leil Yudalad, which is a mitzvah lechatchila? So, is this a special takona, specifically and exclusively only hayoytze b'shiyora? Or would we say, why would there be a difference if I traveled 50 kilometers, or the office, the clinic I need to be boidik is 50 kilometers away from my house? Why would it be a difference? And maybe we could learn from the din of a yoitza b'shiyora v'amefaras b'yorim v'oisa b'esoy oitza, that in every situation in which it is a tercha, and I need to travel and commute and to drive to do Bedikas Chometz, it is the same din as a Yoitza B'Shiyora, or I'm a Foras B'Yoy. We actually do find a Machloikas, what is the din if a person left his house and he embarked on a journey and he forgot to do Bedikas Chometz Toch Shloshim Yom? Does he have to come back? Some poskim say no. Mevatel b'libay. Just like Hayoitze l'milas habein, mevatloi b'libay. The Mishnah Brura paskins, he has to come back. If he forgot and he was Yoitze b'shiyora, Simen Tov Mem Dalad, Sif Kot Mechavav, the Mishnah Brura paskins, even if he doesn't know whether he has chometz, it's a Suffolk chometz, he needs to come back. So the Mishnah Brura deals with a situation in which if he doesn't come back, he will be mevatel b'dikas chometz entirely. Could he rely on bitul belev? And he paskins, he needs to come back. Our sugya is not being mevatel, but rather just doing it on Leil Yud Gimel or Leil Yud Beis. So the Mishnah Brura paskins, he needs to come back, and he writes, that is the Maram Chalava. Maram Chalava is one of the Rishonim that was unrecognized, unknown to most of the Achronim. It was first published only about 100 years ago. So obviously the Mishnah Brura didn't see the Me'iri on Pesachim, because the Me'iri on Pesachim Memtes has a different opinion, and he says if it's a Sofer Chometz, he does not have to come back from that journey. So Mehecha Teisa L'Hachmar, according to the Maram Chalava, and not to be Mekel according to the Me'iri. We're dealing with the Rabbanon, and Sofik the Rabbanon L'Kula. So the question is not being Mevatel B'dikas Chometz, but rather doing it earlier. So I think that the halacha of Ayoitze B'Shiyora, V'Meforetz B'Yam, V'Hu Adin Hu Oise Beisei Oitze, and Chazal did not ask, and why is it so important to him to turn his bias into an Oitze Dafka before Pesach? And why is that journey so critical? Obviously, if he feels it's important, then it's important, and it's ample reason. Reason enough to be makdin the b'dika toch shloishim yoyim. So these are the two reasons that I paskin that in cases in which we're dealing with a real and substantial tircha, a rav in the army or in the police that has to do b'dika in his home, does he really need to drive 2 hours or 3 hours to the Negev or to the Galil to do b'dika b'leil yudalad? So if somebody is on the premises, yes, do it. But if it's a Terchi Yaseira, I think one could do the Bedika before Yud Gimel, before Yud Aleph. If it's not a Terchi Yaseira, you have a big house, I think it's a Bediyevid. And I explained that two different reasons. If the Ikar Hazman is Yud Aleph, what does Ikar Hazman mean? If not, that this is the Zman Lechatchila that everybody has to do Bedika. That was the Konas Chachamim. And reasoning number two is the dilemma regarding the brocha. It's not only missing out a brocha. Performing a mitzvah without a brocha in itself is a certain level of bidiyevid. So if it's a terchi aseda, I think it is permissible. If it's just l'ravcha de milsa to make life easier, I think one needs to be mishtadl and do the entire bidika b'leil yudalad. Well, yes, if he needs to come back home, obviously, either he'll be missing that shiura or he'll have to postpone it and be late. But the Mishnah Brura paskins, Yoitze b'shiura is only a heter to do the bedika toch shloshim yom. It is not a heter to be mevatel the chiyuv of bedikas chometz. Once again, bedikas chometz is a chiyuv. It's not a reshus. So the fact that Yoitze b'shiura is not a permit to be mevatel mitzvah, especially you should have done the bedika before you left, and you were negligent about that, and therefore you need to come back. And the same question is oise beisa yoitza. So if we didn't do the bedika when we cleaned up the kitchen, and right now the kitchen is full of Pesach stuff, and a person didn't do the bedikah, does he have to clear out the kitchen? His wife will be very unhappy about that. But would he have to clear out the kitchen and do bedikas chametz? According to the Mishnah Berurah, yes. My psak would be no, and I'll explain why. Reb Shloime Kluger, and this is a svara that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote, obviously he wasn't aware of it. Reb Shloime Kluger argues that if you thoroughly cleaned your house and your mind was on Pesach, not just general cleaning, if it was 3 days before Pesach, me'ikar adin, you don't need to do bedikas chametz. Why? Because if you cleaned out your house thoroughly, bearing in mind Pesach, then your house would be defined as a mokum she'ein machnisim b'chometz, which is potam in a bedik. How do we define a mokum she'ein machnisim b'chometz? When? Misheishis yemei bereishis eimed bedikim b'chometz? A year? How do we define a mokum she'ein machnisim b'chometz? So according to the Shloime Kluger, if you cleaned out the place, and you've been careful not to take chometz into that place, it's a mokum she'ein machnisim b'chometz. So according to Reb Shloime Kluger, is our brocha brocha navetona? I mean, our houses are totally clean. I've been doing bedikas chometz for a while, as my hair could testify, and I don't really remember ever finding substantial chometz by bedikas chometz. So there's minig Ashkenaz putting asora petitin, and you spread them out in your house. And the Poskim deal with the question, is that necessary? So some Poskim say, well, if you're not going to find anything, it's a brocha levatola. Others argue, it's not a brocha levatola. The mitzvah is not to find chometz. The mitzvah is to look for chometz. And we really hope that we won't find chometz. So why would that be a brocha levatola? But according to Reb Shloime Kluger, if it's a mokum she'ein machnisim by chometz, then it's potam and abedik, then the bracha would be a bracha levatola. And if it is totally unreasonable to find chometz, that is because probably it would be defined as a mokum she'ein machnisim by chometz. So I think today, those 10 little pieces of chometz are extremely important, maybe more than they were once upon a time. Because today, when the minig is really to clean out the house thoroughly, and most of our wives and daughters are really busy with this before Pesach, and they're very diligent about not having chometz brought into those rooms that were thoroughly cleaned. So that is why I think this minig has more relevance today than it had in the past. But the idea is having somebody disperse and put away those 10 pieces of chometz and not the same person that does the bedikah. Because if you know where they are, then you don't really need to do bedikah, just pick them up. Unless you have Alzheimer's and you might put them out there and then you won't remember where you put them. So it took me time, a few years, till I explained to my children. And they were always very happy. It was somewhat of a sport to my daughters and now to my einiklach, trying to hide the chometz and check me out whether I'll find it. And it took me some time to explain to them that I'm not supposed to check out the top of the chandeliers and the light fixtures whether there might be chometz out there. It needs to be a mokum shemachnisim by chometz. So by now, it's a bit easier to find those 10 pieces of chometz. But that adds relevance to the bedikah. However, as I said, the opinion of Reb Shloime Kluger and the Marsham quotes Reb Shloime Kluger in Das Torah that if your house was thoroughly cleaned, and according to Reb Shloime Kluger, it needs to be 3 days before Pesach, and it is unclear why 3 days before Pesach. I think it's unreasonable that You clean down the house, and it immediately would be defined as a mokum sheim machnisa b'chometz. If it's not 3 days, then it's not cheskosoi boduk. It needs to be muhzak. So that is what Reb Shloime Kluger argues. So I think at least we could rely on Reb Shloime Kluger to say, if the kitchen is already full with Pesach stuff, we would rely on Reb Shloime Kluger, even if you forgot to do the bedika, that would be defined as a mokum she'ein machnisa mechometz, which is potor mebedikas chometz. So that is why, on one hand, even though I am machmer, one should not do bedikas chometz lachatchila, but mokum oefsheh before leil yudalid, and even though the Mishnah Berurah paskins, if you embarked on that journey, also beisayotza, and you didn't do bedikas chometz, you have to come back and do the bedika. I think in that case, we would rely on Reb Shloime Kluger that it really would be defined as a mokum she'ein machnisa mechometz, which is potor mebedika. So I just want to re-emphasize the point that I said before. I think that when you clean out the kitchen before putting in the Pesach stuff, one should do bedikas chometz. Now, the Mishnah Berurah differentiates between bedikas chometz b'leil yud gimel and b'yom yud gimel. And he says, if you did it b'leil yud gimel, you don't have to do it again b'leil yud dalet, because b'dieved you were yoytza, and according to some achronim, even l'chotchila you could. But if it's yom yud dalet, then you weren't yoytza, only really b'dieved, and therefore you need to do it again b'leil yud dalet, but without a brocha. And this brings us to a very fundamental question. Today, if a person does the bedikah before Leil Yudalit, for any reason, and we explained in today's shiur, sometimes it's justified even lechatchila to do the bedikah or start the bedikah before Leil Yudalit. Does it have to be Leil Yud Gimel or Leil Yud Beis, or it could be by day as well? How do changing norms, changing societies, and changing technology affect halacha? So in Shalosh Teshuvos Minchas Osha Chelek Gimel, there's a very lengthy discussion about gezeiros. When gezeiros chachomim are no longer very reasonable, do they still apply? And I brought the opinion of most Rishonim, yes. And I wrote at great length, bringing conflicting sources and trying to reconcile those conflicting sources. But that is regarding gzeiros. What is the din when we're dealing with halachas and not necessarily gzeiros? So Chazal were metaken Bedikas chometz b'leil yudalid, and why not b'yoyim yudalid? B'nei odom mitzuyim bevateyem va'or haner yofa lebedika. Because by night people are home, and or haner yofa lebedika. Both of these reasons aren't very reasonable today. So once upon a time, in days of yore, it's clear in all Shas, people rushed home. By nightfall, everybody preferred to be at home. People were afraid to be out of the house. Because as the sun goes under, and by nightfall, the wolves and the bears left the forest and they were roaming the streets. And the mazikin, we're not very familiar with the mazikin, but obviously once upon a time they were more active than they are today. So people rushed home, and people prefer to be at home. And that's why Chazal were metaken birchas me'en sheva b'leil Shabbos. Those that daven long shouldn't need to go home alone and put their life in danger. So obviously, b'nei odom mitzuyim bevateyim. Today, depends on which society. In the world of koilelim, people sometimes they're more home by day than by night. Everybody has a kollel erev. And by night, our society comes to life. Everybody has a few tnoyims and bar mitzvahs and chasanis. We're lucky that we don't have any brisim by night, any bris mila. But people are up very late, and sometimes bedikas chometz by the shkia, by tzeisik achovim, in normal circumstances, people wouldn't be at home. And oran er yufal bedikah, but the Gemara says achsadra lo oran evdekas, and achsadra is a passage which has big windows and has a lot of sunlight. So the Gemara says an achsadra lo oran evdekas. You could do bedikas chometz by day, not by night. Today, all our homes are sufficiently lighted with electricity. Al pi halacha, there is no need for an oran ner. We do the ner because, first of all, minig avisechem biyadechem would never occur to me to use a flashlight instead of a ner, even though a flashlight is far better than a ner. Using a flashlight gives better light. You don't have to be a friend. You're gonna burn your house down. The women are not very happy about the chalev that you're gonna have drippings all over the house. So using a flashlight would be far preferable by halachic criteria than using a ner. But there's no need for a flashlight either because you have enough lighting in your homes. So when you had an achsadra and sunlight came in, but the sunlight didn't reach all the corners, electricity does. So today I think by basic halacha criteria, if you're boidik b'leil yudalet, that is the ikar azman. But if you're boidik before leil yudalet, it would make no difference whether it's by day or by night. That would be my basic opinion. So just like Chazal say, achsadra la'oran evdekas, and you could be boidik by day, today you could be boidik all your rooms and all your offices by day because electricity gives fair lighting. So why do we use a ner? Because that's what our fathers and forefathers did, and especially when dealing with a ner. You know, the Gemara Psochem brings the posik ner Hashem nishma sodom. Toira nimshel el aner, nishma sa'odim nimshel el aner. Something appeals to us, you know, with fire on a candle. We light ner nishoma. So I think, yes, we still do bedikas chometz lor aner, and that's what we should be doing. But when we're dealing with a bedieved situation and you're not doing it b'leil yudalid, you could do it b'yoyim. And why do I say that? Because in many of these shasat chak situations, like offices, clinics, factories, army bases. So usually by night, you have no reason to be there. You have your working hours. You leave in the afternoon by 5 o'clock. So even staying till nightfall would be a big terch. It's gonna take a few hours away from your schedule. So if you're home, do it by night. Ki ikat konas chazal, b'leil yudalid. But in those cases in which we do give a heter to do the bedikas chometz yud gimel or yud beis or yud aleph, I think one could be makel by day and not only by night, because me'ikor hadin, I think all our rooms and all our houses would have the din of an achsadra shel ha'oyren evdekas, and you could do bedikas chometz b'yoyim and lav davka b'layla. So we dealt with a few very common shilas, which are probably more relevant today than they were in the past because of changing norms and changing styles in society. And these are interesting questions in many different areas in halacha. And Be'ez Hashem, we will have many opportunities to deal with these questions and other halachas as well. So as I said, tonight is our last shiur and last opportunity to speak about the Yomim Tovim before actual Yom Tov. And there are so many sugyas in Chag HaMatzos, but I think that the soul and the spirit of Pesach is Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So this is a common theme I speak about before Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Minchas Chenach and Mitzvah Chof Aleph and many other Achroinim deal with the question, what is the difference between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah b'kol yoyim u'b'chol laylo, all year round, and Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leil ha'seder? And in the past, I probably dealt with this question by lamdisha and halachic criteria. But today, we are addressing this question more in Pnimius, Anamahus, and the essence of Shechira and Sipur. Shechira Yetzias Mitzrayim is every day. As we say in the Haggadah, Leman Tizkeh L'Shoyim Tzeischo Miyeretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemeichayecho Yemeichayecho Elo Hayomim Kol Yemeichayecho Elo Halaylis Lo Ezochisi Shetiyoma Yetzias Mitzrayim Balaylis Ad Shedorosho Ben Zoyma. So this pasuk and this halacha doesn't refer to Leil HaSeder. It refers to the mitzvah of Shechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is incumbent all year round, every day and every night. And we are making this mitzvah b'kriya shema v'bircho yiseo. Parsha gimel shel kriya shema and birchos kriya shema, we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then we have the mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, b'Leil HaSeder. So obviously one of the basic differences is the basic difference between Shechira and Sipur. So when I explain this and learn this, I usually tell a story. You know, Mama puts the children to sleep every night with a story. But the mother is busy and she asks, Daddy, will you tell Yankel a story? He needs to fall asleep. I tell him a story every night. And the father sits down next to Yankel's bed. And he says, Yankel, you know, 30 years ago, we moved from America to Eretz Yisrael. And Yankel says, Abba, that's not a story. Mama tells it different. So he says, so he calls out to his wife, what should I say? So his wife comes and sits down next to him. Yankel, 30 years ago, we had an idea. Maybe we should come to Eretz Yisrael. And I and your father sat down, Leil Shabbos, after you went to sleep, and we discussed it. And we said, how beautiful it'll be to come to Eretz Yisrael and to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Satluyas Boretz. So Sunday morning, we called some agency and we made plans, and it took us a month to pack up the house. And then we went to the airport and Yankel is fast asleep. That's a story. A story demands details. Everybody knows the difference between a fact and a story. And that's the difference between Shechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. A sipur demands details. Shechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is three words. Zeicha Yetzias Mitzrayim. But sipur is a story. And the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Saseh L'Sapa B'Nisim V'Naflois. You need to tell the miracles. Which miracles? Choose. Could be Damtza, Ferdei, Akinim, Kriyas Yamsuf. But you need to tell the story of the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for our forefathers. That is the difference between Shechira and Sipur. But essentially, why? Why is Shechira all year round and Sipur is only B'Leil HaSeder? So another mashal. This mashal is a modern mashal. Don't look for it by the Dubna Maggid. So you all have cell phones. I think we have the same feature in every landline as well, in every telephone, but I'm not a tech whiz, I'm not into technology. But most of our phones and cell phones have a feature that it's speed dial. So you only have to push one button and the number comes up. But to get that into the system is somewhat of a headache. But if you won't get it into the system, then you cannot have speed dial. So be patient, take out the manual, read it, take you some time, but in the long run, it's kedai. In the long run, it's a time saver. But be patient, sit down with a cup of coffee, read the manual. You're probably gonna need to press a lot of buttons, but once in the system, all you need is one touch. Once a year, you need to get it into the system. And that demands more than Zeicha Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is the Seder. And Chazal say, be patient. Take your time. Kol amar b'lasapar areze meshubach. And if you got it into the system, kideboyele mehevi, then from now on, all you need is one touch. So every day, it is enough just Zechira, and everything needs to come up to the surface. You give one touch and 10 numbers appear on the screen. How is that? It's in the system. You got it in. So Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is putting Yetzias Mitzrayim with all its inspiration and emotion and feeling, get it into the system. And then we hope that every day, all you need is a speed dial. One touch and everything comes up. So that is the difference between Sechira and Sipur. But with a more profound and in-depth analysis, I think Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim have two goals and two objectives. One is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, avoda yehem, asher hoitzeisi yoiso miyeretz Mitzrayim. Writes Rashi, al manas kein hoitzeisich miyeretz Mitzrayim, shetekablu malchusi aleichem. So Yetzias Mitzrayim needs to bring us to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shomai. There is one posik that appears four times in the Haggadah. And I discuss this almost every year. Probably some of you remember from a year ago, but if you don't, I would ask you, do you remember or maybe guess? One posik, and only one posik, is quoted four times B'Leil HaSeder. Obviously, that pasuk conveys a very important message, maybe the most central message in Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Which pasuk is that? Ba'avur ze osu Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. When the Rosh says, Mo avoidu azois lochem, what is all this about? And the Yerushalmi and Psochem Samacher has a somewhat more lengthy formulation, what the Rosh has to say. Ma torach hazeh shatem atrichim aleinu b'kol shona v'shona. Obviously, he's annoyed by the Leila said that he doesn't like it. One of my first recollections as a young child, my father was always a big machnasoidech and a very outgoing person. And once we had a guest, a non-firm Jew, probably a business associate, came to the Seder. And I remember sitting as a young child across him, and he was a big nebuch, and that's why I remember it. He was so uneasy and uncomfortable, and he thought he's being invited to a meal, the Nebuchadnezzar guy. And my father, as my father, was a gewaldige ilui, and he had seven sons. We had so much to talk about, and pshetlach, and pilpulim, and pshutim, and everybody prepared, and it took hours. The guy was really a Nebuchadnezzar. He was so happy when they, you know, they made Kiddush, and the matzah was brought out. He thought, okay, now we're going to start eating. Matzah, moror, koirach. He didn't plan that. What he got was an egg. So, years later, I learned the Yerushalmi. The Rosh says, Ma torach hazeh shetem matrichim aleinu b'kol shana v'shana. Why don't we just get down to have a good meal and eating and drinking, and we say, if you think this is a torach and you really don't have nerve for it, ba'avur ze osu Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. It's all about mitzvahs. Kishadei shetekablu malchusi aleichem. And then the She'eni Yedei Elishol comes along and he really has nothing to ask. We made an effort. Oikren es ha'shulchon mechalken kaloyes ve'egoizem beiz tibulin. We did everything within our power to encourage him to ask, but he's not up to it. So we say, our sweet little child, obviously you're not going to be a great philosopher. You have nothing to ask and to inquire. Ta lo yodeh lishol, ta yodeh lechol. You can ask, but you could eat. And that's more important. So eat matzah, eat morer, eat koirech. That's essentially what it's all about. Ba'avur ze osu Hashem li b'tzeisi memtzayim, Rashi says, Kedei shakayem mitzvotav. And then we continue the Haggadah and we say, B'chol doi v'doi chayavudum l'yos ha'atzmo kilu, hu yotzu memitzrayim. And once again, we learn this from the posuk ba'avuzeh osu Hashem li. Why? Why do we have to feel that it's personal? Why does each and every yid in the world, each and every individual needs to feel that it means me? Because it's all about the mitzvahs and your servitude and your dedication. And that is why It's not every day. B'shosh she'yesh matzav amor manochem lefonach. When we point to the matzah and we point to the morah and we say ba'avur ze, kedei shenakayem mitzvotav. So obviously, Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a key to Kabbalah's Ol Malcha Shemayim, and it needs to lead to Kabbalah's Malcha Shemayim. So Hasidim say, that's the pshat. When we learn the story of the greatest Tanoim that happened to come together on a magnificent and most glorious Seder night, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkonos, and Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbi Shua ben Hanani, and Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Loza ben Azaria, ואויה מספם ביציאס מסיים עד שבו תלמדיהם ואמרו, רבו יסיינו, הגיע זמן קריא השם של שחרס. They didn't speak about תפילס שחרס. קריא השם. עד שקטן התלמידים felt time has come to be מקבל על מלכה שמיים. Because that is where יציאס מצרים needs to bring us. But that is one. There's another goal. And another objective, and that is Halel Vohidoya. Hashir Yilochem Kaleil Askadish Achag, and that is Chag HaMatzos. And the first time Klal Yisrael ever said Shira was Shira Sayam. And that was so great that Chazal say in Medrash, in Parshas Mishalach, משאז בריאס ווילם, היו כיסא של הקדוש ברוך הוא מסרויפף, עד שאומרי ישראל שיר על הים, שנאמר, נכון, כיסא חו מאז, מיועי למוטו. אף על פי שמיועי למוטו, לא נסקוי לנו כיסוי של הקדוש ברוך הוא, אלו מאז, נכון, כיסא חו מאז, אז מינז אז יושי מויש. So the first time Klal Yisrael ever said שירה, the first time any individual said Shira was Shira Sayam, Al Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Halal is an integral part of Haggadah. It is part of our Haggadah. Halal beberchus sayu. So Hasidim and Sfardim say Halal not only at the Seder, but also in Shul with a bruch. One time a year that we say Halal Balayla, because Halal is part of the Haggadah. And it is noteworthy that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Seikuf Nun Zayin, defining the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, includes Halel in the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So obviously these are the two goals and two objectives and two things that we need to achieve by remembering and telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. My feeling is, Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is more associated with Kabbalah's Ol Malcha Shemayim. Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is dedicated especially to Halal and Haidoya. And that is the difference between the two. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodeihem, asher hoitzeisi oiso miyeretz Mitzrayim, al menas ken hoitzeisichem shetegamlo malchusi oleichem. So the miracles aren't relevant. The miracles aren't relevant to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. This is a condition. I am the one that redeemed you from Eretz Mitzrayim. And this is my condition. Al menas shetekablu malchusi oleichem. Ba'avur ze osu Hashem li betzeisi memitzayim kedei she'akayem mitzvotav. And that is why we're mekayim the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriya Shema. Because Kriya Shema is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. And that is what Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. But B'Leil HaSeder, it is about Halel and Haidoya. And when we want to be moved and inspired to give thanks and express gratitude and sing the song of praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mention the miracles. V'kol amar b'nasapa harei ze meshubach. We should be inspired to say Shira ba'ahava u'bekirvo. And that is why so these are the two goals that we need to achieve by Schira and by Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Hasidim tell the story of the Barditchev Rebbe, Rebbe Levi Yitzchok Mir Barditchev. And as we know, Rebbe Levi Yitzchok loved the simpletons, the Poshet Yidden. He was especially affectionate of the Ame Arotzes Shebi Yisrael. And he always exalted the greatness of Poshuti. So the story goes that the Bedichover Rebbe, before coming home to his own Gewaldige Seder, used to listen behind the doors and the windows of some of the simple people of Bedichover and hear what they have to say at their Seder. So once he was standing behind the door of a Poshuti Eden Bedichover, obviously not a great London, and he hears the father tell his children, "I have a distant memory. I was a young child, and I remember that Rebbe and Cheder learned with us, Tzorech laharich be'echod. When you say echod, you need to be marech." And that's a sif in Hilchos Kriya Shema. When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, Tzorech laharich be'echod. And the father tells his children, "I noticed that in the paragraph we're about to say now, there are four echods. So let's be mekayim the halacha Tzorech laharich be'echod." And the father, together with all his children, start off. Keneged arboa bonim dibre toiro. Echod chochom. Echod rosh. And the Bedichover Rebbe looks up to heaven. Noisa einav lemorim, and it says, Rabbeinu Shalom, where do you have such kinderlach? Rabbi Lezner, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tav, Rabbi Yeshua took them an entire night at Shabbat Talmideim v'amru, Higiyaz man Krishmash Shachos, and this poshet Eid barely started a Seder. It's 8 o'clock by night, and he already is marech be'echot. Zis a kinderlachas, the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the Bedichover Rebbe said, At Shabbat Talmideim v'amru, Rabbi Seinu, Higiyaz man Krishmash Shachos, 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 Shachos is Rosh HaTevis, Chochom, Rosh Tam, She'einu Yudeya. Higiyaz man Krishmash Shachos. Time has come for all our children to come together and together be Mekayim, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim B'Yav. And that is the goal of our Seder. Keneged arbo bonim divrei Torah. We hope that they all will come and be together. Not only the Chachamim. The Chacham and the Tam and the Simpleton. And we invite the Rosh as well, because he is part of us. He is one of our children. And we never will let them go. So Higiyaz man Kriya Shema Shachras, said the Bedichover Rebbe, Shachras is all together. And we hope to see them all, and we hope to inspire them all, and we hope that after this great night, all will say together, Higiyaz man Kriya Shema Shachras, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So let us hope we'll have a Gewaldige Seder. And let us hope that we will be zoicha bekorom yameinu to the kiyum of the haftocha, ki yameit seischem me'eretz mitzrayim, arenu niflois v'biyaz goel tzedek u'bebin yameis amigdas v'sham noichal, min hazvochim v'min hapsochim shi'egi adoma malkir mizbachacho b'meheru v'yameinu. Amen.